Ever since the Russians pulled out a few weeks ago, Detective Victoria Nemirova and her team have been exhuming bodies, at least 10 daily. A task she never thought she would be doing when she first joined the police. This time, her team is unearthing the body of a person buried in the backyard of a house. They carefully dig, carving around the body, trying to figure out how it's positioned. These are the feet, so the head is over there, she says. A first assessment reveals it's a man who appears to be in his 60s. It's only when they flip the body over that she finds a clue into the cause of death.
He's got a wound at the back of the head. Most likely it's from a bullet because he had blood coming out of the mouth. The body is decomposing and the skin is stuck to the clothes. So in order not to damage it more, we will take him away and then the forensic experts will investigate further. We found his phone, we will charge it and hopefully find out more about him.
The full scope of what happened when the Russian soldiers left the towns north of Kyiv is still not clear, but the trail of destruction left behind is evident. Civilians have been telling about how they were directly targeted as they were trying to flee. There are bullet holes all over this windshield, but this car was hit by some large caliber ammunition from the side here, and you can see still the remains of what appears to be a white flag marking the fact that they were civilians in this vehicle. And then here on this side of the car you see the point of exit of whatever ripped through the car, and inside it's mayhem. You still actually have blood stains everywhere, and in the middle of all that, a passport. It belongs to a young man who was born in September 1990.
Children who killed. Mm-hmm. This is the number. And there are children, but again, we don't...
It's another example of alleged war crimes among the thousands of cases that investigators have been documenting, says Ukraine's prosecutor general. She has dispatched teams around the country to gather evidence. Here in Borodyanka, they set up in a classroom, and it's full of people telling their stories.
Again, killing civilians. Some of them were after torture civilians. We now started to prosecute sexual crimes, raping. We see it, unfortunately. We see then they took property of civilians. We see again that they bombed again and again, they bombed civilian infrastructure. Hospitals, kindergartens, schools, more than 1,000 educational institutions destroyed in Ukraine. What is this? Of course, it's military. It is war crime.
Nearby Bucha, the morgue is overwhelmed. Refrigerated trucks are also overflowing with bodies. Olga finally found her husband after coming here for several days. He was killed while she was away in Poland.
The neighbors called and said me he was shot on March 20th. He was going to the garage to get some food. Two Russian soldiers saw him, ran after him and shot him twice. The Russians didn't allow the body to be picked up for 3 days.
Russia denies committing any atrocities, suggesting they've been staged. But the UN Human Rights Office says there is growing evidence of war crimes committed by Russian soldiers, and fears many more could emerge as the fighting continues in the east and south of the country. Hoda Abdelhamid, Al Jazeera, north of Kyiv.